Per Dolore Madastra, which gets us out of all of this depression. And, you know, this is not a happy book. I remember years ago when I was in the band and I was complaining to my mother that, you know, all of this, what I called happy-ass rock and roll, like Hootie and the Blowfish and stuff, and, you know, we were doing the stuff that actually was introspective and you know, dark and whatever else, and she said, well, you know, if that's working for you, if working for them, why don't you do happy music? And I said, well, because I'm not happy. But that's not necessarily the case here. I mean, it leaves you. You're taken out of the Requiem and you're given this. Now, Per Dolore Madastra, I'll tell you, is Through Anguish to the Stars. And so, considering the poem that we've just come out of, the Requiem, I think that qualifies as anguish. So, you're left here with this coda, I guess you would call it, to that poem. And what it basically says is, to me, and again, this is just to me, and the way this is arranged, is the end of this, through all of this anguish, once you get through it, once you get through that pain of all of your beliefs, disbeliefs, and rebeliefs being stripped away, then you get to here, between the conversion and the omission. You know, between when you became a born-again Christian and the fact that you left out that, you know, oh, you're thinking this makes you a virgin again. Between the stigmata and the regalia, between the actual wounds and, you know, the trappings of the wounds, between the consecration and the decoration. You know, again, the same thing, the actual act and then the actual, you know, just the fine stained glass windows and whatever else. Between all of this stuff, between the reality and the things that keep us from the reality of whatever it is, falls the self. And of course, that's straight out of The Hollow Man. You know, between this and this falls the shadow. But that's it. I mean, that's to me, is the only reason you have to go through this anguish and get to the stars is a matter of perception. It's Danny Aiello standing over you in the chiropractor's office saying, they're really angels. They're really angels. Just let them do their work. Let go of the baggage that you've brought with you, and then you can get on to the next thing. And falls the self, only that and nothing more. And once you come out of all of this, it's like, you know, it's like, you know, saying you've just, I mean, you know, saying that this is actually positive in a backhanded way is kind of like saying, well, you know, I watched Pink Floyd, The Wall, the movie, and I feel much better about myself. I mean, how do I do that? Well, you know, I've lived with this book, you know, in my head for a while, so hopefully you'll see some semblance of that. But you finally get to this point throughout all of this where you're going through all of these different images of people not talking, of the things that stand between you and whatever it is that you need to do, whether that's, you know, love your wife, love your parents, love your children. And you get to the end of this and you have a Highway 15, which is really strange. You know, at first I knew it had to be the ending, but I didn't know why. And finally, you get through all of this stuff, and you actually have someone who has something that he honestly wants to share with another person, but that other person is gone. Because, you know, the way I interpret this is that he just waited too long. But, I mean, you get that realization that there must be communication, most times too late, and then you can only, you know, close this book and move on to the next, and hopefully have learned your lesson. Because if you don't learn the lesson, then you fall into the trap. You get reincarnated back into the same lesson, and you have to learn it all over again. That to me is the journey that the book takes, is going from that idea of hello, and you don't know, someone comes up to you and you don't know what to say back, and finally you figure out something that you want to say, but I mean, again, by that time they're not on aisle 10 anymore, you know, they're in the checkout lane, they're gone, and you lost your chance and you're standing there with the corn chips. That sounds like a very strange very strange metaphor, but that's the way I look at it. And that brings me to the back cover of the book, which, you know, I can't really comment about that at this point. And me sitting here with a half glass, half a glass of water, trying to think very quickly if there's anything else that I had to add. And I really don't think there is. Hopefully that did more to give you some insight into what I was trying to do with this book. Hopefully it was productive time for you. And hopefully it was somewhat enjoyable. Let me know what you think. Just email me. And other than that, the only thing I have to add is thank you very much for listening. And hopefully this will work. And later on, when the novel gets published here in just a few months, I'll be back yammering at you about it. So thanks again. Good night, and have a pleasant tomorrow.